Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Danny's been chomping at the bit to talk about something all day that, frankly, I don't understand at all. But I'm going to sit this one out. I'm going to put my feet up, and I'm going to let you get excited and worked up about something that, to me, is not worth your energy. But tag, you're it.
Arthur Blank, the owner, not former owner, the current owner of the Atlanta Falcons, is being inducted into their Ring of Honor while he's still the owner. This is incredible to me. 8 playoff appearances in 22 years. 1 Super Bowl loss. Ring of Honor. He's going in the same time as Matt Ryan. You know, the guy that put up all the yards and touchdowns. What kiss ass in the organization suggested it? I think we should induct Mr. Blank. He's really done such a great job here.
That's a great point, sir. Everybody vote for Arthur Blank. All in favor, say aye.
Who's saying no? Who's going to stand up and go, actually, this should probably be reserved for maybe after he's done here, after he sells the team, or, I don't know, some players that have done a lot of things here. Maybe we should get Jamal Anderson in the Ring of Honor before we do.
He's already there, I'm sure.
I'm just naming a couple Falcons. I have no idea who's in the Ring of Honor or not. I do know that the bar has been lowered precipitously. The owner is basically forcing people to honor him while he's still the owner.
He's not forcing. I don't think he went in and said, I'd like to be in the Ring of Honor.
I do. I guarantee you he dropped the hint to some secretary or somebody somewhere along the line got the idea we should nominate the current owner of the football team. You know, North Korea style. Let's hold a parade for the president because you're doing such a great job. What on earth is this? This is so comical. This is so embarrassing. Everyone should be lampooning this to the nth degree.
He's been the owner for 23 years. It's not like it's Josh Harris who's been here for a month. Although, because he ripped the team away from Dan Snyder, I would gladly induct him.
I'll put him in right now.
Into the Ring of Honor. I can't grasp or understand your anger on this.
It's not anger. It's disbelief. I am agape.
He's the owner of the team for a quarter of a century. How many years have they been a team? Is he the owner for a third of the time? Of course he's going to be in the Ring of Honor.
Eventually. Not while he's still owning the team. And they're just middling. So this is the offseason we do it under his leadership. They signed Kirk Cousins and drafted Michael Penix. Hall of Fame. Let's no one ever have the last name Blank again for this proud organization. What are we doing? Imagine this in any other walk of life. Imagine our boss asking to be inducted into the 106.7 The Fan Hall of Fame while he's still the boss. He's been here for decades. He's been in charge of everybody and everything. Imagine any scenario where the guy that's currently in charge asking to be honored and celebrated or not.
You're saying he asked. Is that known? Do we know that he asked?
I'm assuming what he should do is go, that's probably not appropriate. Let's save it for some players. And if you want to do that after I'm gone or I've sold the team or posthumously, then we can do that. The idea that he's going to be inducted in the Ring of Honor like it's some kind of major achievement that he made his fortune with Home Depot. Home Depot is an excellent company. What are we doing? Like, imagine Dan Snyder declaring himself a Ring of Famer. Like, I'm not saying they're the same, but imagine any owner right now, despite not, like, Robert Kraft wants to go into the Ring of Fame while he's still the owner. All right, you got yourself 9 Super Bowls, whatever the hell the damn number is. I get it. You know, like, Amara wants to go in, or one of the dudes from the Steelers after all the championships. I'd like to go into the Ring of Honor while I'm still alive. I want my family to be here. Okay, I get it. A lot of titles, a lot of winning seasons. Just a middling, mediocre NFC South franchise that doesn't charge that much for concessions.
He owns the whole thing.
Yeah. And everyone has to bow at his feet and pretend that he's excellent.
The only part that I think is so funny is that you're so confident that he decided he'll go in.
He has the power to do whatever he wants.
Of course.
So all you have to do is go, that's probably not a great idea because it looks ridiculous.
He could have said no. There's no reason for him to say no. They come to you and say, hey, we think you should be in the Ring of Fame. Why wait?
Kim Jong Blank thinks it's awesome.
I don't know, man. Here's what I care about with Arthur Blank or find interesting. This is the headline I saw this week that I found interesting. Arthur Blank is giving away a free hot dog, chips, and unlimited soda in a souvenir cup to all of the fans in attendance at their next game. And by the way, they normally are like $2 each. They have the cheapest concessions in American sports.
Which is great.
And I go to Nats Park. Every single home game, I get a souvenir Coke Zero, and then I drink two or three of them while I'm there. It costs me $13. I have spent probably, I don't know, I've been to over 30 games this. I don't even want to do this math. This is going to be awful. I've spent $400 on soda at Nationals Park.
Oh, man.
Just getting souvenir drinks every time I go to the game. Think about that. Arthur Blank is going, here's your souvenir cup. Drink all the cola you want, fatso. He's giving me my hot dog and my bag of chips for free. That's what I care about. And you know what? You want to give me free food and give me $2 concessions? You know where that gets you? The Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame.
That gets you to the Falcons Ring of Honor.
The Ring of Honor.
Absolutely.
Reserved for the greats in history.
He has changed the game on concession pricing.
Then go to the Concessions Hall of Fame.
He will be in the Concessions Hall of Fame.
If there was such a thing, he could be first ballot.
You caring about the owner of the team being in the Ring of Honor.
Do you understand this?
It's insane to me.
Everyone should have the exact reaction I have. It is so absurd that the current owner of the team is just walking down the offices and wants a round of applause just for showing up to work that day. He wants to be in the Ring of Honor based on what? Hall of Fame for what?
Running the team.
That's been
25 years.
He's run the hell out of it. 8 playoff appearances in 22 years.
They got to a Super Bowl. They had an MVP quarterback.
They got to one.
They've had a good culture.
It's been fantastic. Utterly fantastic. It's so middling. It's so embarrassing. It's a parade just to throw one. He wants the honor of being in the Ring of Fame. Like, here's what should happen. That's inappropriate. We should include Matt Ryan first. Let have him do it. That's inappropriate. Let's get, I'm trying to think of other Falcons legends. So there aren't many in his leadership.
Is your issue that, like, the lack of winning or that he's still active? I think, do you not want to pick one or the other?
This dish that's being served to me, everyone should hang their heads in shame and embarrassment. Imagine tomorrow, Ted Leonsis declares, I'm going to have a Hall of Fame Ring of Honor induction ceremony for myself. I'm going to go into the Ring of Honor here in D.C. I'm going to put my name up in the rafters with the greats to ever play here in town. You'd go, that's patently ridiculous.
I actually want to push this on the see if anybody wants to weigh in on this because I'm curious. I don't really care either way necessarily. I'm amazed by your intrigue, but I want to know what people think. Do you see what Danny's seeing where they go, it's ridiculous that he would be in their Ring of Honor? Or are you more in line with me where you go, of course he's going to be in the Hall of Fame for the Falcons. He's owned the team for 25 years. Of course. Why not? Who cares? He's the owner.
Everyone should care.
And by the way, you come from a place where we hate the owner. They don't probably hate their owner.
I don't know if they probably like him because the concessions are cheap.
I'll bet you they like him just fine. Like, there are organizations where the owner is never going to be that popular, but where you see a picture of the guy and you have positive thoughts, not negative thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
He's also one of the most beloved guys in terms of charity in the league. I know that. I don't know anything about him. So if he's not, like, does bad things too, I can't help you. But I do know that people always talk about all the money he spends off the field. I think there's a very positive feeling toward Arthur Blank in Atlanta. I think that's a
different
wonderful conversation than what you're used to.
That sounds wonderful. Don't go into the Hall of Fame. Stop going into the Ring of Honor when you haven't done anything. Like, you're in charge. You own the team because you're a billionaire. Like, that's awesome. You've won in life.
When does he get to go in?
When he doesn't own the team anymore?
Okay.
Or
when he's no longer alive.
Or later?
So you have to be dead.
No.
So he never gets to have the ceremony. He doesn't get to have his roses. He's not going to sell the team. It just goes to his kids when he dies.
Yeah, so there are choices that you make. One of them is probably you're going to forgo the Ring of Honor that honors football contributors from your own organization.
No, that's not true.
You get to collect
organizational contributors.
Billions of dollars.
Not football. There's executives. There's all kinds. There's referees. There's all kinds of people.
Sure. He's got GMs in his history. He's got football players in his history. I need work done in there before Arthur Blank goes.
He's in there.
More. God, he's I'm naming Falcons players.
I know, but he's in it.
Then do more Falcons players. No owners. This is state media. Everyone be upset. Stop this nonsense. Stay out of the Ring of Honor. Watch the game and go down to the sideline and fold your dumb arms. You mustache zilch. You've never done anything.
He owns the team.
Oh, he does? Does he own the team?
Yes.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yes.
He owns the team. Put all the owners in Rings of Fame. Put them all in there. Jerry Jones is going to be next. Ring of Fame for
he
me.
He should be in the Cowboys Ring of Fame.
He should watch the games and have an actual GM.
He will do that too.
He should shut his dumb mouth. Every owner should sit there and collect their billions, laughing at us peasants for lining their pockets. Stop putting yourself... Stop honoring yourself simply for the privilege of owning the football team. The win is the money that comes your way and the endless value and huge tax breaks. The Ring of Honor. 8 playoff trips in 22 years. $2 French fries. Ring of Honor.
Yes. $2 Ring of French Honor. Fries is worthy of the accomplishment.
You're now just trolling and it's adorable.
I'm not.
No owner should be in the hall in the Ring of Honor before their tenure is done.
I just disagree.
Agree immediately. This is so ridiculous. Congratulations to the greatest owner in Falcons history. Based on what?
25 years of service.
A billionaire service?
Yes.
What service is happening?
Running the organization, donating in the community.
Cash register sounds.
Dan Snyder,
they give him a charity award. There's plenty of that. Give him the Roberto Clemente Award for freaking stupid football. The idea that he's going into the Ring of Fame, and who's going to tell him no? It gets suggested. It's like, I don't think Mr. Blank deserves it. It should be reserved for, I don't know, great football players to go in.
I don't think GMs
that picked winners.
I don't not think he nominated himself.
He didn't say no. He's thrilled. He's going to shuck and jive out there and give a speech. Everyone's going to go, this is great.
He's an
great.
Old guy who's going to get to have his family around him for a day where he's honored for owning the team.
Embarrassing.
He was born in the early 40s, bro.
Oh, okay. Put him in the ring then. Anyone in the 40s gets to go in the Ring of Honor for whatever
what
they
saying.
Do.
He owns
the team.
How long does he have to wait?
He owns the team.
He's 81.
He owns the team.
There's not that many opportunities.
Granny owns the team.
I know. You just keep saying 8 playoff appearances in 22 years. I could just do that over and over again.
Well, I've given you many reasons. One, it's state media. It's embarrassing. It should not be happening. We don't honor ourselves when we're in charge like this. You want to honor a general manager.
He's honoring himself, though.
He's 100% honoring
himself.
There's
a whole group of people that run this that is honoring him.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing happens without his direct approval and say so.
He could absolutely say, guys, I don't want to be honored. Thank you.
This is probably not appropriate, guys. as we're in the midst of another mediocre season. Yes, it's not appropriate at all.
It's inappropriate.
Imagine we had a normal owner here who's like, I'm in the Ring of Fame before like John Riggins is. Like, that's what's happening. They have players that should be in there. They have coaches. Like,
Who needs to go in?
I don't know every damn Falcon during his tenure because it's been mediocre. Is Dan Reeves in there?
Yes.
Pick 11,000 Falcons that actually did something instead of a dude
you
that
want
stands
B. John
on.
Robinson in there?
I don't care.
I want football players
in the Ring of Fame for football, not rich jackasses that hover on the sidelines over their coach and fold their arms.
Coaches are in it. GMs
good.
Are in
good.
It. I'll bet previous owners are in it.
Shouldn't be.
No. So no owners can't be in it at all.
If they achieve over a long time, not just are middling. At best in his ownership over 22 years.
Let's go to Josh in Upper Marlboro and Grant and Danny. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Grant, does he own the team?
Yes,
he owns the team, Josh.
He owns the team.
Listen, I'm with Grant H. Paulson on this one. And the reason is, one, if you can back it up with a decent amount of accomplishments, obviously we're not like doing anything, we wouldn't have done anything for Dan Snyder. But two, if you're an old guy and there's a decent chance in the next 10 years you're going to die, like, and I hate to say be that morbid,
no,
or
it's
20
just a
years
fact
or whatever you want to say.
He is at the life expectancy, bro.
Yeah,
he's 81.
It's nice to have your grandkids there. It's nice to have your grandkids and, all the organizations you've supported and have a little thing. Like, Danny, is this one more thing that you hate? Are we adding this to the list now? What's going
this
on?
This is right at the top of the list.
Do you hear him yelling? Yeah. I'd say he hates
it. Hey, I got a losing record. When's my Ring of Honor time? When is that?
I know you hate me saying this. So
he owns the team.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Does he own the team?
Yeah, he owns the team. But, guy, he is giving away hot dogs, chips, and soda this week.
In honor of himself, getting into the Ring of Honor.
Correct.
You want to do that, you could do that. He's already a hero for the cheap concessions.
No,
put him in the Concession Hall of Fame.
Concessions as cheap as him.
I love it. I wish we did that.
That's the kind of behavior that gets you in.
To the Ring of Honor.
To the Ring of
Honor.
There you go. Let's go to Jack in Springfield on Grant and Danny. What's up, Jack?
Yeah, Grant, listen. I know what you are, and I know what you're not.
And you're not
a cop. You're not an effing cop.
Right.
Okay? All right. We got that out the way.
We got that out of the way.
Both you guys got a great point. Danny, you stood a little too long on your sword there. I was worried about your blood pressure. But you got a very good point. Now, Grant, you dropped the mic on your point.
Thank you.
Because concessions at any event, you got to take out a loan or forfeit your kids to pay for a dog, soda, and chips for the fam. So that right there, not only the Hall of Fame, that fella's going right to fat person heaven.
Yes.
Okay?
And I will be there, by the way. I will be at the is there a Peter at the gates? I'll be Peter at fat person heaven. Okay? And I will welcome him in with open arms. Now, Danny, you will not be there at this point, okay? Because you're playing a lot of pickleball. But if you do and you interact with Arthur Blank, I will remind him about the time that you popped a blood vessel yelling about this. Let's go to Kendall in Temple Hills. What's up, Kendall?
Yo, this is radio gold right here. I am crying laughing. Danny, here's a suggestion.
Sure.
Me, you, and Grant,
we're
going to pull all our resources, all of our finances together, and hopefully we'll be able to buy a team. And when we do, guess what we can do?
Just honor ourselves.
Let's do it.
We can just honor ourselves. We can put our names up there, Grant, Danny, and Kendall, and guess what? We can invite our families and have a great time because he owns the team.
He owns the team, Kevin.
We
have a losing record for 2 decades, and he can own the team.
Kendall, 23 years of service later, we're not going to do it in week one. We got to be in our 80s, stretch run, down the stretch they come. Kristen has a great question. She, of course, of Grant and Danny Fantasy Football League fan.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, zero running back hero.
Kristen said, has Arthur Blank given out waffles to the fans at any games? It's a good question.
Wait, yeah. Until you do, you can't be in the Ring of Honor.
I'm going to check Ben Standing's timeline, see if he has any more on that development. Jeremy's on the GW Parkway. Jeremy, he owns the team.
He owns the team, Jeremy.
That is a fact. He does own the team. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my call. What I would put out there, though, is ask yourself this. What are qualities of a good leader? An answer that I'm going to give you, a good leader does not give themselves the credit for their accomplishments. They give the lion's share of the credit to the people who help build the organization. And I think it's patently absurd for him to be self-congratulating publicly like this. It's comical. You got this is the best radio conversation I've heard in a while. Good job, guys.
Well, thank
you. We appreciate you.
We appreciate that. He's Team Danny, so you do have at least one person locking arms with you.
Sure.
To fight the masses. I guess the part I take issue with, that's too strong because that would mean I emotionally care. But the part I disagree with the most is that this idea that he's honoring himself. Someone came to him and said, Arthur, we want you to be in the Ring of Fame. And the 81-year-old guy said, oh man, my grandparents will love to walk out on, my grandkids will love to walk out on the field with me that day. That'll be cool.
Yeah, some suck-up went up to him and said, Mr. Blank, we're going to honor you, sir. You're in the Ring of Fame before Julio Jones is.
I'm sure that's what happened.
Yeah, what sniveling little kiss-ass did that?
Who's been in the building for 20-plus years? Who?
The guy that owns the building?
Who's bled more, sweat more, and spent more time keeping their fingers crossed on the final drive for Algie Crumpler than Arthur Blank?
Actual football people. Not the Home Depot guy. If there's a Home Depot Hall of Fame, put his ass in it.
You're just anti-billionaire.
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. He's been very successful. That doesn't entitle you to honors because he was the richest dude in the room. He won the bidding. So congrats. You know what your prize is? The football team.
Let's go to PJ in Reston. What's up, PJ?
Guys, thank you for taking my call.
Hey,
I'm super passionate about this. I respect both Grant and Danny's opinion. I'm Team Grant on this one. I wrote actually on my Facebook about this 8 years ago when he dropped the confession.
Eight years ago?
You were first on the scene. Well, 8 years early.
You knew he was going to be honored?
No. What I'm saying is when he dropped, I should articulate myself better. So to me, there's a deep meaning to this, and I'm very, very happy that he's being honored this way, and I'll tell you why. Out of the 32 owners in the NFL, he's probably like the nicest human being for so many reasons. He's the rare billionaire that is using his wealth to not hoard everything, but to actually help people. And especially since Corona, right? I went to Giant today, grocery store. Guys, I got Old Spice deodorant. I had to pay $14 for Old Spice deodorant. The top 1% has completely ripped off society since Corona happened. I don't want us to be a socialist, purely socialist country. I want us to be capitalist.
We're delving into...
You're doing politics. Well,
different waters, my friend. I'm sorry about the Old Spice cost as well.
Yeah. I'm sorry to pay a lot for deodorant.
I'm gonna tie it all together.
All right, we'll get there quickly, or we got to kick you off the stand, counselor.
So there is a deep meaning to this because for what he does, helping the working class, he's one of the few rich people that is looking after like the common person. And for people that are not that wealthy, things like that, for what he did, the year, and there's a lesson to be learned, the year that he dropped the concessions prices to the lowest prices ever, they had the most profit. So it's not binary. You can lower price, make profit.
Right. Yeah. Appreciate the call, PJ. And he showed, I will, this is not shtick. I was doing a little shtick with the concessions. But he did show, at a time where everyone's going more and more and more, this is actually a way forward. Just like Jesse tweeted
here,
this.
Here.
Complete left field conversation, but Blank also built one of the most modern stadiums that set the mold for sports around the world. Blank also has success with Atlanta United, who's won MLS Cups and set attendance records. That probably not as important to the Falcons thing,
mm-hmm.
but seriously, the way they built the stadium, the fact that everyone's copying it, it's the stadium you got to go tour before you know you build your own thing. In the same way that like owners get into the Hall of Fame for being transcendent and you know being these trendsetters, he checks a lot of those boxes. So that's how you get into the Ring of Honor. You have been an impactful person making the Falcons look better for many, many years.
Certainly not by winning games or having a winning record over a couple of decades.
They got to a Super Bowl.
They've had
NFC championship games.
8 out of 22, they've had nice seasons. They've been middling at best, and that's to be kind for the most part. What should be happening is not this. Like we need to not honor ourselves when we haven't accomplished anything. We need to say, hey, that's probably not appropriate.
I agree with
and
you.
And when you are in charge and you can fire somebody because they look at you funny, now he may be the nicest guy ever in public. I have no idea. I don't know how altruistic he really is or not. I know this. The owner of the football team, while they're just okay, it's probably not the right idea to say, it's a great time to congratulate Arthur Blank on all the achievement when they haven't really achieved.
If he walked into a boardroom and said, I want to be honored and be in the Ring of Fame this year, I'll feel differently. I doubt that happened. But I agree with you that we shouldn't be honoring ourselves. I would also say, though, if you're in your 80s and you've been at something for your entire life and somebody wants to give you an afternoon where they clap for you and bring your family around and you all share in a moment, You should get to do that and smell those roses.
Let's do a special certificate that says you gave a lot to charity. Let's do a community award that you looked out for the working man, according to what PJ was saying. There's a lot of things we can do. Let's get Julio Jones into that ring of honor. What do you say? What do you say we get a couple football players in there before the owner of the team?
Let's get you ready for Nats baseball on Grant and Danny right now with your starting lineups for the Nationals, presented by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, no estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Behind DJ Hurst, DJ Hurst, DJ Hurst. Leading off on shortstop, see, Jay Abrams batting second in right field. Dylan Cruz batting third in left field. The James Wood batting fourth. Your DH, Andres Chaparro, batting fifth at first base. Juan Yepez batting sixth at second base. Batting seventh at third, Ildemar Vargas. Batting eighth, your catcher, Drew Millis. And batting ninth, your guy, my guy, our guy. That's Jacob Young in center field.
Come on, JY. Finish the season strong in the outfield. Let's win a
Here
gold
we
glove.
Go.
You know what? Forget a gold glove. Let's go platinum glove in the outfield.
Let's get wild.
For Jacob Young. Nats game day weather presented by Pepco. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco because they know storm season's here and they know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. So Darius is out. I believe Chris had looked at the weather, but his model wasn't working. He wasn't able to do it. So back for one night only.
Here we go.
Our former show meteorologist.
You can do it, buddy.
Ryan Clary.
Batting 1,000 on the season. We're going to keep it tonight. 72 degrees over at Citi Field. Light winds coming in from the southwest region. I think it'll be a beautiful night for baseball down at Citi Field.
Attaboy, how'd it feel?
That
getting back on the saddle.
You know, it felt good. It felt like home.
I know you don't like doing the weather anymore. You retired from your duties.
No, did not retire from my duties. I'm still here.
Okay.
Still the weather guy.
Darius has done a great job the last few weeks, I think. What do you think?
He's been fine.
Okay.
He's been fine.
He's been fine.
He's been fine.
Trouble in paradise.
Whoa.
He's been fine. I don't know. He Wally-pipped Clary last time he was out. Depends on who's listening and how much they like that.
Indeed.
Maybe Darius could be in some trouble. Four.
Weather off.
Ryan and our guy Chris behind the scenes. Grant and Danny saying so long. Remember, do not ever accept any kind of a congratulations for your hard work. Don't do that.
Just be mediocre. You get honored.
Thanks for listening. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Till tomorrow, Vargas.
Thank you for coming.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.